So we can take a few moments again in the beginning to settle in. Taking some time to become completely simple. Letting go of any worries or concerns, tightness, tension. But relaxing into this moment. Becoming highly aware. Letting go of the thinking mind, but coming to rest with a clear, still state of mind. It's good to make the habit to see what's going on in the mind without blindly following whatever comes up. Because whatever we create in our mind, nothing is ever lost. No thought we think. No aspiration we make. There is nothing that ever goes astray. But it is all there as an imprint. Everything. So we can be totally sure that whatever virtuous thought we think, it will be an imprint in the mind and it will bring a result. Whenever we engage in an action of body, speech or mind, with a virtuous thought as its intention, it all comes down to the intention. Then this will bring its result according to this intention. The karma of this imprint will not run out until the result comes about. That is why we put so much emphasis on settling our mind into a most virtuous, most positive aspiration, the intention of bodhicitta. Because this is what propels us towards enlightenment, what makes our actions Yeah, you could say perfect. So let us cultivate again this sublime attitude. Even just trying to do that. Even just thinking that since maybe I'm not able to do so, maybe it's too much. This talking about all sentient beings, everyone. But just trying. Wanting to make this aspiration. Doing this meditation in order to benefit. In order to liberate. In order to fully awaken ourselves. And for a few moments just resting in this. Resting in this intention. In order to merge it with our mind. Not intellectually, but from your heart. From your experience. Settling into this. So tonight we want to engage in a purification practice. In doing so, yeah, as it is done traditionally in this Tibetan Buddhist tradition. Again, if you have to change your posture, do so quietly for yourself while keeping your awareness with the practice. Since we're not going to make a break. And we're going to begin with bringing to mind whatever destructive or negative actions we have done in our life. Simply recalling them without criticizing or judging ourselves. But bring to mind actions you did that you know were very negative for some time. as you do so, also reflect on what the result of these actions might be. What results these kind of actions will bring about in the future. And then seeing this, arouse a strong urge to be free from these negative results. Yeah, to clear your mind from these obstacles and obscurations in order to stop these results from coming. Yeah, doing this in order to prevent that we have to experience these negative results from these actions we did. Because with this purification practice, we will uproot the negative karmic seeds, destroy the karmic imprints that these actions have made in our mind stream, totally purifying our mental continuum. To do that, to purify our negative karmic imprints completely, we are going to make use of what is called the four opponent powers. So you can start by thinking, if you wish, of one particular negative action that you wish to purify. One action that lies very heavily on your mind and that you therefore want to purify immediately. And then, step by step, we will go through the four opponent powers together, practicing them. So very vividly bring to mind one negative action you did, where you feel a strong urge to purify it, right now. And the first opponent power that we practice is the power of regret. Developing sincere regret for doing this action. And being very aware that regret is something very different from guilt. Very different. When we feel guilty, we feel as if we were inherently negative, a bad person, as if we could not do anything about it, forever being a bad person because of something we did in the past. But that's not how it is. It's totally not in accordance with reality. We have to see this very clearly. Because we can do something about it. With regret, we stop being rational and simply being very clear and honest with ourselves. I recognize I made a mistake. I did something wrong. Now I can see that clearly, and I will do something about it. It's like if you had swallowed a deadly poison, and after that you become aware, this was poison. I have to do something about it. With this understanding, generate a feeling of sincere regret, wishing not to receive the action's negative effects. And then, secondly, because our negative action has harmed sentient beings, we generate the mind that strives to free ourselves from negativity. Also to want to cultivate our own good qualities. So we generate a bodhicitta motivation. Very strongly. And if you wish, you can take a few moments to go for refuge, to the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, if you want to do so. Taking a safe direction with your life, wanting to make it most meaningful. So that we can be of benefit to others, guiding them to a state of unconditional love and fulfillment. So you can think, with this deep wish to not benefit only myself, but also others whom I have hurt through my negative actions. For this reason, I will engage in this purification. And with these aspirations in mind, we practice the third opponent power, which is called the remedy. And that means we practice a positive action in order to counteract the negative action. And in Buddhism, this can be done in many different ways. Either through making prostrations or offerings, reciting mantras, visualizing, doing visualization practice. And tonight we are going to engage in visualization and reciting a mantra together. So I invite you to engage in this visualization practice. And if you feel comfortable, you can visualize Vajrasattva seated over the crown of your head. Vajrasattva being an enlightened being that developed unconditional love for all sentient beings. Developed his mind fully and has great motivation to help sentient beings. He represents the purifying wisdom energy of all the Buddhas, an enlightened manifestation of the purification energy of all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So you can take a few moments to look at your deity card if you want to. And we visualize him in the nature of bright light, sitting in full lotus posture, floating above our heads. Here, Vajrasattva is clothed in heavenly garments and silk. Very youthful and attractive. In his right hand, he holds a Vajra at the level of his heart, symbolizing indestructible bliss. And his left hand rests in his lap, holding a bell, symbolizing wisdom. He is gently smiling and is totally ready to help us. Take some time to visualize Vajrasattva on the top of your head, remembering he is in the nature of bright light, radiant. It's not made of flesh and bones, not something physical, but radiant, white, bright light, an enlightened energy. And don't worry if you cannot visualize every detail. Don't squeeze yourself, but visualize Vajrasattva with the recognition that he is there from an experiential level, from your heart. And then you can keep this visualization in mind, and if you wish, you can take a look at the board. On the board there is the 100 syllable mantra of Vajrasattva, which is an extremely powerful mantra, especially here, sitting in Vajrasattva's gompa, with all the Vajrasattva tsatsas on the wall. And we can rejoice that we do this practice in here. Very auspicious. So we are going to recite this mantra together. Before you do so, come back to your visualization. And you can visualize a bright ball of light at the center of Vajrasattva's chest that already totally overflows with powerful purification energy. And while we chant this mantra together, we can visualize a powerful stream of nectar-like light coming down from this orb of light at Vajrasattva's chest and very heavily falling, entering your body like a strong shower, entering your body through your crown chakra, totally filling up your body with this white healing light nectar, flushing out every negativity, especially this negativity that you regret so much, totally flushing it out, leaving your body through your lower doors in the form of black tar, scorpions, snakes and spiders, totally leaving your body. And try to visualize this ongoing flow of nectar pouring down, cleansing you, your body and mind, totally, as we recite together. Om Vajrasattva Sammaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Dveno Patishta Trido Me Bhava Sutto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Brayaccha Sarva Karma Sutta Me Chitam Shriyam Guruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Munsa Vajra Bhava Maha Sammaya Sattva Aum Pedom Vajra Sattva Sammaya Manupalaya Vajra Sattva Dveno Patishta Trido Me Bhava Sutto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anuakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Brayaccha Sarva Karma Sutta Me Chitam Shriyam Guruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Munsa Vajra Bhava Maha Sammaya Sattva Aum Pedom Vajra Sattva Sammaya Manupalaya Vajra Sattva Dveno Patishta Lido me bava, sutto kayo me bava, supo kayo me bava, anu akto me bava, sarva siddhi me bhayaccha sarva karma sutsame, chitam shriyam guru, ha 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 ho bhagavan, Sarva tata gata vajra mame muncha vajra bhava maha samaya sattva ahum vedom vajra sattva samaya manupalaya vajra sattva dveno patishta Trido me bava, sutto kayo me bava, supo kayo me bava, anu akto me bava, sarva siddhi me bhayaccha sarva karma sutsame, chitam shriyam guru. Ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tata gata vajra mame munca vajra bhava maha samaya sattva ahum vedom vajra sattva samaya manupalaya vajra sattva dveno patishta Trido me bava, sutto kayo me bava, supo kayo me bava, anu akto me bava, sarva siddhi me bhayaccha sarva karma sutsame, chitam shriyam guru, ha 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 ho bhagavan, Sarva tata gata vajra mame muncha vajra bhava maha samaya sattva ahum vedom vajra sattva samaya manupalaya vajra sattva dveno patishta Tridon me bava, sutto kayo me bava, supo kayo me bava, anu akto me bava, sarva siddhi me bhayaccha sarva karma sutsame, chitam shriyam guru. Ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tata gata vajra mame muncha vajra bhava maha samaya sattva ahum vedom vajra sattva samaya manupalaya vajra sattva dveno patishta Trido me bava, sutto kayo me bava, supo kayo me bava, anu akto me bava, sarva siddhi me bhayaccha sarva karma sutsame, chitam shriyam guru. Ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tata gata vajra mame muncha vajra bhava maha samaya sattva ahum vedom vajra sattva samaya manupalaya vajra sattva dveno patishta Trido me bava, sutto kayo me bava, supo kayo me bava, anu akto me bava, sarva siddhi me bhayaccha sarva karma sutsame, chitam shriyam guru. Ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tata gata vajra mame munsa vajra bhava maha samaya sattva ahum vedom vajra sattva samaya manupalaya vajra sattva dveno patishta Trido me bava, sutto kayo me bava, Bhogayo me bhava, anurakto me bhava, sarva siddhi me brayacha, sarva karma sutsame, chitam shriyam kuru, ha 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 ha, ho bhagavan, sarva tata gata, vajra mame munsa, vajra bhava mahasamaya sattva, aum bhe. Om Vajra Sattva Samaya Manu Balaya Vajra Sattva Dveno Patishta Prido Me Bhava Sutto Kayo Me Bhava Zuppo Kayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Brayacha Sarva Karma Sutsame Chitam Shriyam Guru Ha 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 ho ho Bhagavan Sarva tata gata Vajra mame munsa Vajra bhavam maha Sammaya sattva Ahum Bhairom Vajra sattva Sammaya Manupalaya Vajra sattva Dveno patishta Rido me bhava Sutto kayo me bhava Suppo kayo me bhava Anurakto me bhava Sarva siddhi me brayacha Sarva karma sutsame Chitam shriyam kuru Ha 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 ho Bhagavan Sarva tata gata Vajra mame munsa Vajra bhava mahasamaya sattva Aum Ve Try to focus single-pointedly on your awareness right now. As you keep visualizing the nectar coming down, entering your body, hold this experience of mind. All sickness of the mind, all anxiety, anger, attachment, jealousy, all mental pain is totally flushed out through your lower doors. leaving your body without a trace. Every part of our being is entirely filled with this nectar-like light. We can feel great freedom of having released all this negative energy that we carried with us for such a long time. And because of this, our true nature of loving kindness, compassion and wisdom is revealed. And now, in order to practice the fourth opponent power, we can make a strong determination not to commit this negative action again in the future. For a realistic period of time. And you can make a commitment, if you like, for yourself, that you feel you can fulfill, something that you feel comfortable with, not doing this negative action again for a certain amount of time, be it 6 months or 1 month, a week, a day, or in some cases, maybe even just for 5 minutes. Make this commitment for you. Then you can visualize Vajrasattva being extremely pleased with you having done this practice and having made a commitment for yourself. And like vapor on a mirror, very gently dissolves into light. And then visualize this white light also entering your body through your crown chakra, and feel great bliss. And try to abide in this state of bliss without any judgment, any thoughts. Try to abide in this experience of purity for as long as possible. your mind being crystal clear, totally pure. And then we can rejoice in having done this practice and dedicate the positivity we have created by purifying our minds. May we reach this state of everlasting happiness and peace so that we can be of greatest benefit to all sentient beings.